Aircheckdownloads.com.
The weather forecast is presented with
Wolverhampton Window.
Bilston Road, Wolverhampton.
WABC Weather.
Or cold and showery this afternoon. Some of those showers will be heavy with hail and thunder and a moderate northwesterly wind. Top temperature today of 57. For tonight, cold with the risk of a ground frost. Clear intervals and occasional showers. The overnight low about 39. Okay, to tomorrow. You try saying it. Rather cold with sunshine and scattered showers and the general outlook from John Warner's satellite. Wednesday and Thursday will be dry with sunny periods. Somewhat warmer by day. That's light frosts at night. It's now 55 WABC degrees.
Yeah, Germany.
England.
Libya.
America.
Yugoslavia.
Iceland.
Russia.
Liechtenstein.
Austria.
Albania.
Cambodia.
England.
France. Japan.
From all over our globe, this is WABC's World at One. Good afternoon, I'm Bob Lawrence.
Dick, man, there goes Mac the Knife.
It was Louis Armstrong, firstly, and Mac the Knife, and then Dusty Springfield, and Losing You. And if you get, you can buy videos now of Ready, Steady, Go, the old pop show from the 60s, and if you get one of them, there's a clip of her singing that on video. And somebody rather cheekily touches her bum. Quickly transform into my serious voice now for some news from around the world. Rebel leader Charles Taylor has called a general election for October the 10th in Liberia. Of course, Liberia in the middle of a civil war. His poll announcement comes 2 days after he declared a ceasefire to end fighting between his men and West African peacekeeping forces. Taylor said the election would be open to opposition groups, including a breakaway rebel faction led by Prince Johnson. He said that he was sending a delegation to talk to Johnson's group, who killed ex-president Samuel Doe 2 weeks ago. Police are investigating a mystery explosion which quite literally blew a pub to pieces. The blast tore a gaping hole in the Brewery Tap pub in Deptford Broadway in southeast London. Now, at first, it was thought to have been caused by a gas leak, but a police spokesman said later on that it was being treated as suspicious. A neighbour was slightly hurt when much of the building was blown quite literally across the road. About 20 firefighters tackled the blaze caused by what an ambulance official described as, and I quote, a massive bang.
The sensational larder offer is at Peter Wilson, Chapel Ash now.
That really is a lovely, lovely song. It's from the Love Lines LP by the Carpenters. And some lovely words there. The Uninvited Guest. Good afternoon, just gone 25 past one. News that may interest you. The landing fleet that was used in the Falklands conflict will be used again to take troops and tanks to Saudi Arabia. The four landing ships include Sir Tristram, which sustained severe damage during the conflict in 1982, and the new Sir Galahad. It's obviously a replacement for the one sunk during the Falklands conflict. That will also be used to transport the 7th Armoured Brigade. Each vessel has a specially strengthened tank deck and can carry up to 15 Challengers with 400 men. WABC's World at One. Bob Lawrence. Willie Mandela has appeared in court in South Africa on 4 charges of kidnap and 4 charges of assault. Now, the magistrate has fixed the trial date for the 4th of February next year. The charges arise from the kidnapping of 4 boys from a Methodist mission in 1988. One of the boys, aged 14, was beaten and allegedly stabbed to death on New Year's Day in 1989. Jerry Richardson is a member of the Mandela United football team, and he's been sentenced to death for the boy's murder. Oh, it's just one of those songs. One of those songs. You know the ones at me. Carly Simon, the future Mrs. Bob Lawrence, and You Have to Hurt. It's from an LP called Coming Around Again. Just sitting here. I've been off for a week, as you know. Well, the best part of a week, anyway. And I was just sitting here, reacclimatizing myself. It's a big word, myself. To the studio and looking around and where we keep all the postcards. You've heard us mention these picture postcards that we've been sent from whoever's gone away. Thanks for the cards, by the way. There's a whole wall of them. And I was just looking at one and I thought, well, that's a strange one. So I got up out of my seat, walked over, and it's not actually a postcard at all. It's actually a photograph of a lady in a bikini. Now, I mean, your guess is as good as mine. I haven't got a clue. There's nothing written on it at all. Just a lady in a bikini, and it's a proper photograph. So we'll have to do some investigative. I can never say this. Investigative journalism. Easier to do than say.
Hello, Jonathan.
Oh, hi, Jason. How you been?
Hear the memories in our Hall of Fame songs each weekday evening with Jim Duncan at 7 and Sunday afternoon with Mark Edwards at 3 p.m. only on WABC.
Downloads.com.